Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, March 26th, 2020. Mayor Michael Müller assumes that measures against the corona pandemic in Berlin will continue after Easter. With regard to the tightened regulations, which were limited in time for the next 2 weeks, he said, quote, "The federal states agreed on this, but we already know that many of the new rules are to be maintained at least until Easter." Müller added that the government is already working on ways to make a return to normal life in 4, 8, or 12 weeks, and that this would only work through regulations and step by step. The mayor is pleased about the effect of the restrictions that have been in place since Monday and is encouraged about the overall understanding of the situation. The behavior of Berliners the past few days shows that the seriousness of the situation is being understood by the public. He recommends that younger people help seniors who cannot go out or do not want to take the risk involved in going out, stating that the younger generations can take on a kind of sponsorship for older people, stating, quote, "that you can do their shopping for them, for example, that you simply call them once a day, that there is direct contact, and that you know how they are doing." Mayor Müller has announced that Berlin wants to admit seriously ill coronavirus patients from Italy for treatment, following the example of other federal states. He has already spoken with the management of the Charité Hospital about how this can be organized. To date, more than 160 doctors in Berlin have registered with the Medical Association to help treat coronavirus patients as volunteers. The call went out to retired doctors and medical students to help fight the pandemic. However, it is unclear who can be used where. According to the president of the Berlin Medical Association, Gunter Jonitz, the Senate must coordinate this. In his view, due to the unprecedented situation, there is currently no authority at the political level that can tell in which clinics and institutions what type of doctors are needed and what conditions they might encounter. Jonitz said that although he's had direct contact with Berlin's health senator Kalecki, a concerted action by the politically and also concretely responsible actors is desirable. Jonitz could imagine a method like in Hamburg, where there's a telephone conference twice a week in which the Medical Association, the Hospital Association, and the Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians are working together. The current crisis could lead to the temporary closure of one of the two Berlin airports, Tegel or Schönefeld. According to Rainer Brettschneider, chairman of the supervisory board of the operating company, this will have to be decided in the coming weeks. However, the decision is not imminent at the moment. An agreement with the aviation authorities has been reached, and the airport management itself has a duty to operate. Only the authorities can order the closure. The airport company is facing considerable liquidity problems. In the best-case scenario, a small three-digit million sum would be required to compensate for the loss of revenue caused by the coronavirus. Passenger numbers have collapsed at both Tegel and Schönefeld. This Tuesday, more than 80% of scheduled flights were canceled at Tegel, and a good half of the flights at the smaller Schönefeld airport. Until further notice, the Berliner TOEFL is being supported by the German Federal Agency for Technical Relief, or THW. Social Senator Elke Breitenbach announced that the THW will provide two trucks and drivers to pick up food from supermarkets and transport it to the TOEFL. In this way, the food supply to those in need and to whom the TOEFL distributes daily can be ensured. In the course of the corona crisis, the TOEFL organizations had complained nationwide that donations were declining. However, Breitenbach stressed that it was, quote, "extremely important to support the needy people in this way." According to her, the cooperation with the THW will initially run for 2 to 4 weeks and cost about 30,000 euros. If you'd like to support the Berliner TOEFL, you can find a link to their donation page in our show notes. The German Patent and Trademark Office in Munich has determined that the, quote, "Berliner currywurst without casing must come from Berlin." As reported by the newspaper Bild, the office has granted an application for a protected geographical indication by the Interessengemeinschaft Berliner Traditionswurstwaren, or the Interest Group for Traditional Berlin Sausage Products. After applying for the protection 11 years ago, Berlin sausage manufacturer Richard Michau remarked that this ensures that the real Berlin curry sausage can only be produced in the capital and, quote, not in Brandenburg or Thuringia. According to the German Patent and Trademark Office, the protected geographical indication only applies to the Berlin curry sausage without casing. However, the variant with casing is to be protected next. Berlin prides itself on having invented the snack bar classic 70 years ago. In 1949, Hertha Heuwe is said to have sold the first cooked sausages without a casing in a, quote, chillip sauce at Stuttgarter Platz in Charlottenburg, which she registered as a trademark at the patent office in 1959. However, Mrs. Heuwe had not applied for patent protection for the recipe, in which case she would have been forced to disclose it, and so she took the recipe to her grave in 1999. If you like our podcast, you can help other people discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.